It's 1937, and I'm not the only one here. We've all come to watch the attempts to salvage cargo from the wreck of the oil tanker Frank Buck. In freak circumstances worthy of Ripley's Believe It or Not, she's run aground in almost the same spot where her sister ship, the Lyman Stewart, came to a bad end 14 years ago. The San Francisco Bay forms a natural harbor of almost unimaginably generous proportions. But the climate tends to be foggy, and the natural topography makes the bay difficult to navigate. Even in good weather, when you are out at sea, Angel Island and Alcatraz tend to line up. Before the Golden Gate Bridge was built, the islands camouflaged the entrance to the bay with the illusion of a continuous coastline. This is why neither the English explorers of the 16th century nor the Spanish explorers of the 18th century could find it. But what we perceive as natural opportunities and natural obstacles, nature's benevolence and nature's perversity, are just the changeableness of nature, which is its nature. The lighthouses that ring the bay's entrance are human attempts to stabilize that tendency toward change and unpredictability. So is the splash of paint running down the rock where I'm standing. Ships use this landmark to calculate their distance to the Golden Gate. Even so, it's only natural that sometimes things go wrong. Last week, the tugboats were on strike again, and the ship's captains had to navigate on their own. The captain of the ocean liner that hit the Frank Buck said that the fog was so thick, it was like drawing a curtain across the window. Who is to say what it was about the two sister ships that drew them to the same fate, in the same place, coming to rest so that, on certain days when the tide is right and the fog has cleared, you will be able to see their engine blocks for decades to come, one at an angle to the other, rising from the water. Perhaps it was their nature.
Stop your CD or MP3 player here. Continue up and over the stairs, heading north until you reach a little valley filled with rocks and broken stone. Stop at the sign warning of dangerous cliffs.